have any questions, and be thinking of your questions, and as you do that, we'll take a love offering. And remember, we're a 501c3 organization. You can make checks payable to Apologetics Forum, and we can do that and take questions at the same time. Are there any questions at this time? Paul, I have a question. Wasn't he criticized for only using the Bible to draw his conclusion and not science?
Yes, not at the time, because as I said, Isaac Newton actually checked his calculations and agreed with him. And he wasn't the only scientist who did, but he has been subsequently criticized by scientists in more recent years, in this century and the last century, people who really ought to know better. It's actually very interesting, mind you, that one person who didn't criticize Archbishop Usher was the late Stephen Jay Gould. That doesn't mean that Stephen Jay Gould, who was an evolutionist, agreed with Archbishop Usher, but he did actually say that he did actually acknowledge that Archbishop Usher was a man of great intellect and that we shouldn't ridicule him. Richard Dawkins, on the other hand, has made fun of him many times.
I want to know what that picture is.
That picture is of the Karnak stones in Brittany in northern France. And they're curved because at one end of the stones point towards the midsummer, the rising of the summer sun in midwinter. At the other end, it points to the rising of the sun at midsummer. And one of the interesting things, I like that, it's about dates back to about the same time as Stonehenge, which also lines up with astronomical features. Isn't it interesting, then, that although they don't look like the stones at Stonehenge, and they certainly don't look like pyramids or like ziggurats or anything like that, but yet all these ancient monuments have one thing in common. People are trying, by human effort, to get to the heavens and to actually harness the heavens for their own power. Isn't that basically the sin of the Tower of Babel? So these Neolithic art monuments were probably produced by various different tribes as they migrated away from Babel at the time that they were being scattered across the earth. Now, you didn't think you were going to get a theological answer to that question, but that's why I love that. I love those sort of ancient monuments.
Any other questions?
How do you imagine, or how do you think of, as after the Tower of Babel, the people got all around the whole earth? Have you given thought to that? How did they get there?
Well, they would have had to walk, I would guess.
Well, but you think the land masses were connected?
It was very likely that the sea was still a lot lower then, because it was probably still during the Ice Age that followed the flood. So the sea levels would have been lower. There would certainly have been a land bridge across the modern-day Bering Straits and other areas. Human beings wouldn't have got to Australia until quite a bit later than that anyway, by boats, because we think the Aboriginal people came from India probably... only about 2,000 years ago, 2,000 to 3,000 years ago, but not at the time of Babel, a bit later than that. But yeah, immediately after Babel, they would have walked, and they would have been able to walk to most areas of the earth by the various land bridges that there would have been.
Okay, well, we can ask Paul some more questions at his table, and we'll join him back there. And in closing, we have... next month's speaker with us tonight, Secrets of the Rocks, and he's going to close us in a word of prayer when he comes up. Patrick comes up and tells us a little bit about what he's going to talk to us about next month and also what's happening on November the 4th.
Well, good evening. Next month, I'll be speaking on the secrets of the rocks, and there are a lot of secrets in the rocks that are ignored by modern geologists, and the more you study the rocks, the more you begin to see some of these things that really pertain to the creation and the flood and really support a biblical view of Earth history. So we're going to be looking at that next month. Just wanted to remind you, we do have some flyers out on the table for International Creation Day on November 4th. We'll have our Geology Learning Center open that day from 10 to 3. You can come in anytime you want. Take a tour. We have some brand new displays. We have a replica of Lucy, and you'll pay big bucks downtown to see it. They never travel with the real Lucy. They always travel with a replica, and that's what you're paying big bucks to see. We've got it in our geology learning center, and you can see it for $1 per person. We also have a brand new set of replicas of skulls, about a dozen skulls of human skulls, and ape skulls, so you can see the difference and why it's such a big deal. I mean, what is the big deal here, evolution between apes and man? There's no links. They're either apes or they're humans, and you can see that evidence also, Geology Learning Center. We've got a lot of dinosaur bones and a lot of minerals, fossils, and rocks. Bring your kids, and I think you'll really enjoy the time. That's $1 per person. Okay, I think that's about it. We do have a table back here. We've got kits on it, special interest kits. You don't need to be a homeschooler in order to enjoy a couple of the kits. And then we also have some materials for you who are homeschooling your kids, trying to build a biblical view of Earth history. Have those on the back. I've now got 19 books written. We're still working on several. We just did a revision on one coming out here real soon. I think my wife needs some real encouragement here. She's my editor, and she has been glued to this thing. We're coming out with our third edition of the Rock Identification Field Guide, and we've got two other books we're going to come out with. One is Geology and Our National Parks, and the other one is Mineral Identification Made Easy. So those are coming out here real soon. So why don't we take a few minutes here, and we'll close in prayer, and then I'll look forward to talking to a few of you out there. Lord, I thank you for just this insight into your word tonight. It is really true. We have lived with ridicule for so long that we've grown accustomed to it, and it's really, I think, fueled a lot of the rejection, even among believers. These men were not simpletons. These men were not evolutionary quirks. They were brilliant men, and if anything, we've really decayed since then. And so I do thank you for this information here tonight, and it's, I know it's helped me put a few pieces together. And thank you, Lord, for teaching us and leading us in your ways. Amen.